so little time and so much to say. Joe Conaway, I'm chairman of the Sussex Economic Development Action Committee. I speak with them tonight. I apologize, our members aren't here because they're out working. And that's the group of folks that we want to continue. Sam, I'm not a farmer, you know that, but I've supported farming over the years. And I do want to make sure on assessments, or not assessments, on appraisals, whether you farm or not, or whether your intention is to continue to farm, if this ordinance passes as it is, you're going to be evaluated on the loss of density, which means your value goes down. Now, can you pay the $150,000 for the combine that land was against? That's the concern. Joanne told me I had to stay to script, so I'll try to do that. The best cluster subdivision in this county is actually in Bridgeville, and that's Heritage Shores. I take some concern when I hear that having open space within the housing itself is a bad design, and that's what they did. The open space isn't the golf course, it's the pocket parks. That's the first time I ever heard that experience when I served as mayor and we approved it. And I also, we may not have gotten a National Builders Award, but we started with the Governor's Award for Conservation when we started the whole project. And since that time, Heritage Shores has received over 50 design awards for what it proposes. And the reason I mention that is it's 5 units to the acre. That's what those folks want. That's what most folks will want. And I'm going to give you a report that shows that. As proposed, this ordinance will create sprawl. The developer will simply buy more farms.
Wait, I got to stop you there, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is documented, or is that your opinion, or what is that?
Well, I believe that anything anybody has said here is opinion. I've heard some evidence submitted that are opinions. That's my opinion. I know what.
Well, that's what
I know what they'll do. IG, they'll go. If I need to put in, and it gets to another point, so I'll make it right now. If I need to put in sewer and water lines, the cost of those sewer and water lines determined by how many lots I have to sell. Now, if I can only do 40 now on this parcel, I still have to run a sewer and water line that's going to cost me the same as if I had to do 400. So I need more land so that I can recoup the loss of those lines. It's not so much what the cost is inside the development, but it's getting all the infrastructure there, water, sewer, utilities, all that has to be paid for. And it's based on the cost of the lots. That's where it comes from. And if you reduce the number of lots, and I don't want to use a subdivision you all talked about, but if you reduce the number of lots in that subdivision from what it was approved at 110 to 49, it means that 49 people are going to have to pay the cost for 110. That's the difference. And that's the yield plan. And I think that's what most folks are upset and concerned about, is the yield plan has to, we need to look at that. The other thing that can happen, and I'll ignore the coastal area because there aren't a lot of parcels still left for development there, but there's surely a lot in western Sussex, and your ordinances apply to all of the county. You can't drive development to western Sussex by making the cost of development more expensive, and that's what will happen with this. But developers, if they don't use clusters, will use an RPC. You have that in the ordinance. They'll go in that direction, residential plan community, which means you're going to have an upzoning from AR1 to MR to get to 4 units, and then they'll go back, submit the planned community, and we'll get greater density. In my case, I think that's a good thing. With the reduced density as proposed by this ordinance, by the yield plan, cost of lots will double or triple. You know what that will do to the cost of a house. It's just simple math. And I sold a lot of real estate. I understand because of this four-month time frame here that a farmer was offered $3 million for his land. With the advent of this ordinance, the possibility passes, that offer dropped to $900,000. That's a significant impact. As I said, the county applies, the ordinance applies countywide, and that will not drive away from the beach areas, but it certainly will drive prices. So that the only people who can afford them are the people who are coming in here having sold to her. One of the things I found out in Heritage Shores, since we got all the settlement sheets because of the special tax district, is the value of the homes that were sold by these folks moving from New York and New Jersey and Maryland. That's where the money was coming from. But I look at a kid graduating from Woodbridge High School and what he's getting paid to work today. He's not going to be able to afford, and I've heard people say this, that they'd be glad to pay for open space. They can't afford to pay for it. As this ordinance is written, because of the yield plan, you just destroy any hope for affordable housing in Sussex County. It's just destroyed. The only people who will be able to afford it will be people with higher incomes, higher retirements, whatever. Your comp plan, someone has mentioned this, that's why I'm skipping quickly. It says there'll be 45,000 more people here by 2045. Our study that Bobby referred to says it's even greater than that. But let's take the conservative number in the plan. That's 23,000 houses based on the Census Bureau, the way they count houses. 23,000 more houses. We can't be talking about reducing density. We need to be talking about increasing density. See, it's hard for me to stay on script, but finally, it flies in the face of good land use planning. Now, I'm going to submit for the record this report called attainable housing. That's what they're calling affordable housing. If you can't solve the problem, change the name. That's what I always did. So it's attainable housing. It's challenges, perceptions, and solutions. And it's produced by the Urban Land Institute. Much smarter than I am. So I will submit this for the record. And I won't read you the whole thing, but I want to read one part of it. And you'll find throughout the report, it's that way. Over 55% of households, regardless of age, would prefer a single family detached home over other housing types. In areas with high land costs, developers may not be able to meet this demand without a little creativity. Detached cluster homes allow higher density than traditional single family homes, but create the traditional feel that many home buyers are looking for. Depending on its site shape, setbacks, parking requirements, and the like, detached cluster housing can generally be built in the range of 8 to 15 units per acre. 2019 study. I would suggest three things. We're going to have to deal with density, and we're going to have to deal with higher density if we are going to find a solution to affordable housing. You have and I compliment the council for doing what they did with buffers. You have a group working on buffers. Buffers are going to apply throughout the ordinance to all zoning categories. Why not wait till we get one set and not have to redo this thing over and over again? And as a minimum to improve the situation, we must get the yield plan out of there. It's not really doing anything but driving cost up, yield down, and causing people not to be able to afford to buy a home. And I think that's what it's all about. Thank you, and I apologize for being long.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. How many more people want to speak after this gentleman here? Anybody? Okay. When he's done, we're going to take a lunch break. We got public hearings at 1:30 again, so we got to keep going.
Doug's hungry.
Well, whatever. Take 15 minutes or something, but go ahead, sir.
I'll try to be brief. For the record, my name's Kenneth Youssef. I'm a partner with the firm Morrison Ritchie at 8 West Market Street here in Georgetown. I'm a registered professional engineer, and I'm also a coastal and civil engineer. As others have commented, the requirements and ordinance for a yield plan, I believe, is going to likely, because of site constraints on many of the sites that we work on, cut the density below 2 units per acre. If that's the goal of the council, I think that's the end result. If that were to happen, I know many of my clients will go towards the more traditional larger lot subdivisions, and some of the effects that will go along with that. You're going to have a lot more fragmented and less usable community open space if we go to the more standard large lot subdivisions. Substantially increased cost to the potential homeowners and retirees and the local workforce with that type of a development. You're going to have a lot more roads, and most of the roads here in the county are private. Some of them are maintained by the government. Those homeowners have to maintain those roads. And it's not just the initial construction cost or the repaving, but there's snow removal, there's community open space areas, there's swales and ditches along that public infrastructure that's maintained by the community. So with an effective clustering option, which most of my clients prefer, you can minimize the amount of roads and the infrastructure that's required to be maintained. You're reducing the cost to the for the initial purchase. We talk about making things affordable, but we also reduce the long-term cost to the HOA for maintaining that in the government in the long term. In addition to that, there's more landscape maintenance costs, street trees and other community amenities if you're pushed to the larger lot subdivisions, more storm drains and swales for less lots. You've got less people to pay for it, again, with an effective cluster, maintaining forest and open areas contiguous as much as reasonable. I think that there are a lot of benefits to that. If there's a demand for the larger lots, that people are going to find it, and developers will still do those. But I think a lot of the people that I'm experiencing in the highest rates of development, the people that are coming here are preferring smaller lots and have the HOA maintain the amenity program. Again, with the clusters as currently developed, most of those are on public water and sewer systems. I think it's generally considered to be better for the environment to have a central water and sewer system with which isn't always effective if you go to a real low density where the government can control the quality of the water that's put back into the environment through groundwater recharge, and also guarantee the delivery of quality water to the residents of Sussex County. The smart growth principles, I work in a wider range area than just Sussex County here in Maryland, and my firm, we work from North Carolina, well up into Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and the smart growth principles are pushing people to have more density on smaller areas, and I'm not suggesting that that's appropriate for all areas of the county and the AR, more rural areas, but I think the council, and obviously you're conscious of that, but we need to look at not reducing substantially below the 2 units per acre. From a land planning and design perspective, I've worked on at least one of the projects that was mentioned earlier. I don't want to put specific names out there. If you take all of your open space, like we saw in the picture with the forest, and you clump it all together in one area, you have smaller lots with houses backing right up to each other, real smaller side yards and everything, and you're not really creating as good of an experience for the residents of the community, as opposed to effectively and doing good design. And I agree with superior design. The definition of that, I think, needs to be looked at carefully. But having that open space, as you see in a number of the communities that were mentioned here throughout the development, and also integrating the stormwater facilities through the current DENREC regulations throughout that same area, I think you can leverage high-quality stormwater facilities, community amenities, pocket parks, and those types of things that provide a much better working or much better living environment for the residents of the community, as opposed to saying, oh, it all has to be in this one area on the site and forcing that to happen. I think the designers, we've got a lot of really high-quality designers in the county, and I think we need the flexibility to do that and to do the more innovative stormwater management that you're seeing in many areas of the country. There's less ability to retain natural vegetation if we're going with the larger lots. And again, I think we try in my firm and most of the other firms that I work with in this area to use the open space and turn it into an amenity, not have the lots crammed together and just rear lot to rear lot whenever feasible. And again, I think what it's going to do is it's going to push more of the projects to the RPC process, which is going to take more governmental time, the planning commission, planning staff, and your time to review projects in order to get enough units to pay for the infrastructure that's needed. I believe that the cluster process and definitely provides substantially higher quality living environment and is more environmentally sensitive. And So I think that's definitely the route that I would recommend. With regard to the stormwater management component and recharge, we deal with, as another gentleman mentioned, we deal with a lot of different varying site conditions throughout the county, high groundwater tables, permeable soils, less permeable soils, and it's really hard to have a one-size-fits-all. I think the best way to handle that, and it was addressed in the state DENREC regulations, is to say if you comply with the DENREC regulations that are already reviewed by Sussex Conservation District, that you meet the intent of what you're looking for. I don't think we need to add another layer of bureaucracy and have more county staff to review whether you're coming up with a different criteria. I think the state's already done that effectively. The predictability, I think, is really important. Most of the yield plan, or not yield plans, most of the projects we're looking at, you're trying to get it 2 units per acre. Again, that predictability is very important. So if that can be addressed. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Entertain a motion to recess until hopefully 1:30.
So moved.
Sir. Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be yes.
I will not be returning for in the afternoon, but I can assure you that I will be listening to the public hearing from that moment forward.
Somehow, Todd, we just don't do